Absolutely fantastic, and you know, such a journey these boys have been on. And I was just telling them there after the Dublin match, probably the best weeks of these young lads' careers. And you know, they're a level-headed bunch of lads. I mean, we've had them for a number of years now, and really, really looking forward to it. And you know, the guys can't wait for it.
And how are they responding to that?
Good. You know, they're mature. They're a mature bunch, Oisin, and you know, we spoke at the very, very start in terms of we laid out our plans and our targets. And you know, Ulster, we came through Ulster. Ulster's always difficult. Donegal don't have a great record in Ulster, and you know, we went through the Ulster Minor League. We won that. Ulster Championship was our next phase, and you know, this is the ultimate now. We got over Roscommon in the quarterfinal, Dublin in the semi-final in 60 minutes from, you know, the greatest prize at minor level, the All-Ireland Minor Championship.
That's the boys. What's it like for you, Declan, personally, these couple of weeks now in All-Ireland final? You've been there before at a senior level, and I suppose now as a manager, how is it for you?
Very, very satisfying. It's been, you know, as I say, been a couple of years of hard work with these lads, but it's a really, really exciting time to be involved in Donegal football. First time ever, two teams in an All-Ireland final. Huge demand for tickets, huge interest out there, and you know, it's given the people of Donegal a huge lift. You know, it's been a trying couple of years. You know, a lot of young people have emigrated, especially from Donegal, and you know, there's a huge amount coming back for this final now on the 21st, and it's given everyone in Donegal a huge lift.
Was this game on your radar at the start of the year, Declan? Was it something that you thought about? Maybe you didn't allude to the guys and to the team, but in your own head, was it something that was there?
Well, I felt, you know, in any sport, you know, yeah, I felt we had a decent side. There was no doubt about that. We have them over, let's say, 2-3 years, and they've done extremely well at Ulster level. You know, we set out our goals. I did feel from an early stage that we were good enough. We worked really, really hard with them. We had a good campaign at 16 level. At 17 level, I think, was the really, really important factor, that we took these guys in on a weekly basis at 17 level. There was a number of lads that went on from 16 to play minor. Those guys were training at a high level. But there's another 20-odd lads that I took in, maybe 27, 28 lads. We took in once a week. And I think that definitely laid the foundation for the minors this year. And it's something that has to be done every year, because we have a good record at under 16 level. Our record at minor level was not good. And so to me, we lost a huge amount of players at that under 17 level. So it was important to take those guys in and doing the right things in terms of strength and condition, and in terms of sports psychology, in terms of nutrition, hydration and all that. And that was really, really important. And, you know, we've reaped the benefits of that there now. As I say, and we're 60 minutes from an All-Ireland.
What has been key within this group of players this year on this run to the All-Ireland final, Declan?
I think belief. I think the belief within the squad is, I mean, we sat down and we went to Queen's University in Belfast in January, and a really, really good day of testing the lads in terms of, you know, where they're at physically, and I mean in terms of mental preparation. And you know, it was a really, really good day, and you just sensed myself that this, it'll take a good side to beat this Donegal bunch of players. But on any given day in any sport, you need the rub of the green, you need that slice of luck. And you just felt that this was a good squad, that were, it wasn't about any individuals within the team or squad. It was about a group of players playing for the team, playing for the squad, and that's the way it's been from day one.
You mentioned luck there, Declan, and if we look at the games that you played this year, you've dominated most of the matches, and to be quite honest, at times you have to create your own luck, but in those matches there wasn't much luck required, and in particular in that Dublin game, it was more of character than luck, Declan.
Great character, yeah. You know, showed great character against Dublin. 5-1 down after about maybe 20-21 minutes in the first half, and I suppose many of the team would have folded under that, especially in Dublin, in Croke Park against the Dubs. The hill was starting to fill up at that stage, but we showed great character before half time. John Campbell's goal was really, really important, and he finished it very, very well. But people tend to forget it was a brilliant ball in from Tony McLennan. He had the vision, he knew what he was doing, he put it in. John was pushed into the edge of the square just about a minute earlier, and it's a really, really important goal, and we finished the half really, really well. Three outstanding scores after that, and ended up going in, maybe only playing for about 7 minutes of the first half. We end up 3 points ahead, and that was, to me, was, it showed great character to come back after a very, very disappointing start.
Yeah, because it could have went the other way. Croke Park was conceding that goal late on in the game, and all of a sudden Dublin's in front, and Donegal have to respond. It so easily could have went the other way, and Donegal could have folded that.
No doubt about it. I mean, there was two phases in that game. The early part of that game, when we came back before half time, the second half was even more important in terms of where we were at mentally and the mental toughness that's within the squad, that we did, you know, we played the first 15 minutes, the second half, we were ahead at that stage, 1-2 points, and all of a sudden a goal, 15 minutes to go in Croke Park. Heads could have dropped, but no. I felt myself going in, if we could go into the last 10 minutes on a kind of an even keel, that, you know, there was only going to be one winner. And again, our lads showed great character. Steve McBrady kicked a couple of magnificent points, and then Eton O'Donnell, who'd come off the bench, kicked the winner. And, you know, it was remarkable for young lads to show such character. And but it was brilliant, and I didn't doubt him for 1 minute.
And that is obviously stemming from the belief that you talked about a few moments ago. And with players having belief, Declan, all of a sudden these young guys are showing, I suppose, a different age and a different dynamic to the way they play football. And have you seen something new with them this year that you didn't see maybe over the last couple of years when they were in 16 and 17?
Well, definitely. We definitely, 12 months ago, when we sat down, when we took the job 12 months ago, we started our job 12 months ago in terms of the minor squad and trying to get minor trials and taking lads in and having a look at them. But at the same time, we had about 35 lads on programs, strength and conditioning programs led by Paul Fisher, which was really, really important. And you know, at that age they were coming 16 17, this is a really important stage of our preparation in terms of the minor championship, which we were looking at 12 months down the line. Paul Fisher came in and laid the programs, and then we had four different centres where we took the guys in once a week on a collective scale, and these guys were doing their own work then, two or three nights a week. So we had Donegal Town. Barry Dunyan was doing work in Donegal Town. Joe Gallagher was doing work in the Gweedore, coming in from Buncrana, look after the Gweedore based lads. Then you had Adam Spear was working with the Letterkenny based lads. David McLaughlin was working with the Denny Shown lads. So all of that was really, really important. And you can actually see these guys get physically stronger, and you know, they've been in really, really good shape all year.
Yeah, the players have been fantastic this year, and I know they've all stepped up to the mark, and it's hard to pick out any individual here because we're looking at the team in front of us. But we have to mention Stephen McBurtie, who was so inspirational the last day. And given the extent of his injury that he had the year before, he's had to put on, I suppose, a lot more work than the rest of the guys to bring himself back up to that peak so quickly, has he, Declan?
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, as I say, we keep talking in terms of the team, but you're right. I mean, we'll talk about individuals and you know, but they contribute hugely to the team. Steve McBurtie, you know, I've had him since he was under 15 now. Really, really bad injury last season, done the cruciate ligament, and you know, took him a while to get back, and we didn't rush him back.
I mean, that's a serious injury for somebody so young.
Ah, yeah, exactly, serious injury, and but he showed great character to get back. And as I say, we didn't rush him, we didn't start him in any of the league matches, even though he was back training with us. We took him on against Derry in the first match, in the first round of the championship, and we nursed him back gently, and you know, he's coming back to the form that we know he's capable of, and his performance the last day in Dublin was outstanding, and you know, he kicked some great scores, but you know, showed great character to come back from that type of injury. And you know, he got great medical assistance along the way with our backup medics, and you know, he's worked himself through that now, and he's playing really good football at the minute.
Could be here all day talking about this fantastic young team of yours, Declan. But one thing about this team is that there's no doubt in the coming years that quite a few of them will be making the step up to senior level, and they're good enough to play in a high performance team.
Well, they are, there's no doubt. The one thing we wanted to do, make sure that we had the proper structures in place, and you know, these guys, when they move to senior football, you know, they'll have done all the kind of work, the grounding that they need in terms of strength and conditioning, in terms of nutrition, in terms of sports psychology. So they'll be ready to step up and play senior football. We've still a big 60 minutes to go, and the season's not over for us yet. We know the job in hand is going to be tough against Kerry, and you know, these guys, and I'd appeal to people that just let these guys get on with their preparation. Now, I know there's been huge demand on tickets and from family and friends and stuff. These guys are given a limited amount of tickets that'll barely cover their families. So let them get on with the business of winning in All-Ireland. Not going to be easy, but we'll make sure we have the preparation and the hard work done.
What sort of test then is Kerry going to be in this decider? Because these are the two best minor teams in the country this year. Will this be tougher than Dublin, what you met in the semi-final, Declan?
Dublin was tough, there's no doubt about it. At the start of the year, they maintained the top three teams, and this is coming from Paddy Power and the bookie end of things. He had Kerry installed as favourite with Donegal and Dublin next, and wasn't too far wrong. Kerry go on to the match as favourites. They're under Jack O'Connor. Jack O'Connor had a couple of options of managing senior inter-county teams last season, but he took on this Kerry minor team. There's a lot of word about this Kerry minor team. They're going to the match's favours. We know that we're up against a really, really good Kerry side, and we're up against a really good manager in Jack O'Connor, who's been there and done it. He's managed All-Ireland senior titles with Kerry, All-Ireland under 21 titles. He's managing the minors now. But we know also that if we bring our A game to Croke Park on the 24th, then we're capable of winning that game. There's no doubt about that.
Who's the guys in Kerry that you have to keep an eye on? Who's the game changers for them, and who's the match winners for them?
There's a couple of match winners, and you know, we've looked at them. I've been at two of their matches. I've been in Turles watching them, and I also was in Croke Park for the Mayo match last time out. A lot of talk would be about Killian Spillane, who'd be a son of Thomas Spillane, who won a number of All-Irelands with Kerry, a nephew of Pat Spillane. Really, really good player, and scores for fun, basically, right or left foot. They've also a young lad in the corner, Thomas O'Shea, who just happens also to be a World Irish dancing champion. Very, very direct, very good player, looks for gold. And you know, a guy in the middle of the park called Mark O'Connor, who's a decent player, good player. But right throughout the team, they have a good side, they're well organised. It's going to be a huge, huge task for us. But you know, we're hoping that with the match, the difficult match we had with Dublin, and that we can come out of that with performance, and if we get that performance, then we can deliver a first All-Ireland minor title to Donegal.
Do they play a different style of football compared to that of Dublin, and do you have to counteract that in a bit by rejigging the way you have done things over the last couple of games?
Yeah, every game's different, Oisin. Every game's different. We look at what's there, we look at the personnel that we're up against, we look at their style of play, and then we set out our game plan, we set out our stalls and get ready for that. And we're in the process of doing that at the minute. We have a lot of work done, and it's almost fine-tuned now at this stage, and we hope that will carry us over the line.
You've won an All-Ireland in 1992, Declan. Have you been sharing that experience with the young guys over the last number of days, and will you continue to do that into All-Ireland finally? Because I'm sure that's crucial.
Well, it is, and none of these guys were around in 1992, but these guys, you know, the one thing about them, when we took them to Belfast in January, and I spoke with Mike McGurn, who's also one of the top strength and conditioning coaches in the country, and he works at the professional level. He was saying that they were the most mature under 18 teams that he ever saw coming in. And he said he even had under 21 teams that were coming in that weren't as mature as this bunch of players. I don't think it'll face them. I don't think the All-Ireland final will face them. There's a huge build-up to it, all right. We're trying to shield them from all of that. There's a lot of work going on in terms of sports psychology. Anthony McGrath looks after that end of things. And, you know, these guys just can't wait to get out there now. But I think it's important that we know, and they know, that this is the biggest game of their careers, and they're 60 minutes from creating history, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
How much, Declan, has 2012 success of the seniors team been part of this squad? Because a couple of years ago, when they seen what was happening and the euphoria around that, do you think that these young boys have fed off that, Declan?
It's very hard to know, Oisin. It definitely done no harm, there's no doubt about that. I felt, going back to 1992, we didn't build on the success of the senior team. We just didn't get the right structures in place. I'm not saying they're 100% right at this stage, but the structures are getting better. I think 2012, what it has done, you know, it has opened up new areas. If you take the likes of Ennis Jones, for example, out of the starting 15 against Dublin in the semi-final, there was four members of from Ennis Jones. There was one from Mobile, one from Cairndonnan, two from Buncrana. That was never heard of before. And, you know, that's an area that would have been linked with soccer in the past. They still have a strong soccer tradition down there, but Gaelic football is definitely improving. And of all the squad and all the players that I looked at over the last 3 or 4 years, there would always have been issues, lads playing soccer in Gaelic, but I would say 98% of the lads that I've looked at have thrown in their lot with Donegal. And that would never have happened in the past. You can see it with all the kids. It's all Donegal jerseys out there. I don't see any Liverpool, Arsenal, Man U, Celtic. It's all Donegal. And that's great. It's a great time for Donegal football. It's a great time to be involved in Donegal football, but we can't rest on our laurels. Mm. We've got to continue to be planning for the years ahead to get all these young lads coming through and the next band of players coming through. Tyrone have done it excellently over the last 10-15 years at underage level in Ulster. We've got to move on, and we have to make sure that we build on the success. And as I said before, in terms of Ulster, we should, in Donegal, we have better, as good of players, if not better, than any other Ulster counties. We should be contesting and competing at the very end of the Ulster Championship, year in, year out. That doesn't guarantee you're going to win Ulster finals every year, but we should be right up there competing and contesting at the very highest level.
If we get an All-Ireland minor title on the third Sunday in September, that will be another added bonus to just what you've talked about there, Declan, and that can bring it on again.
There's no doubt, absolutely no doubt about that. They're so important that we get over the line now. You know, we're going to, as I say, we created history by becoming the first minor team to win an All-Ireland semi-final. We want to move on now and be the first team to win an All-Ireland minor, and that can only benefit underage football in Donegal. And again, if we build on that there and build on the success of the seniors, then Donegal football will be the fore for the next decade.
Finally, Declan, I know that you're confident that your guys can do this. What is it going to take for Donegal Minors to overcome the kingdom and to achieve that goal of becoming the first ever minor team in the county to lift that trophy and be All-Ireland Minor champions?
Yeah, it's going to take a huge shift from each and every player, not just the 15 at the start. It's going to take a huge shift from the players coming off the bench. You know, Croke Park's a big pitch. It takes an awful lot out of you in terms of energy levels. And, you know, I think the guys coming off the bench on the 24th are going to be crucial to our success. They have done it right throughout the campaign. And I think, again, it's going to take a huge team and squad effort to get over the line. But it's one that we're well capable of doing.
Declan, thanks for coming on to speak to us, and all the best with the All-Ireland final, and fingers crossed you'll have that title come the Sunday night heading to the City West.
Thanks, Oisín.